is British Telecom is under pressure to sell itself. And this is something you've been collecting data on for over 25 years. What's going on?
This is a massive problem in the communication service provider sector of the world economy. This is a $2 trillion sector with millions of employees worldwide. And these companies that all grew from the old telephone companies back in the day are struggling today with business models that have stopped working. British Telecom is a spectacular example of management gone wrong. The company has just come under pressure to sell itself for 8 months worth of sales. That's all. 8 months. I mean, 8 months worth of sales. You should be able to get, if you're someone like British Telecom, at least 2 years worth of sales. 8 months. And that's a premium because the company is actually trading 6 months worth of sales. In fact, if you look at their stock is trading today down 90% from where it was in December 1999. It's trading as if the Dow was at its level of June 1991. This is a really horrible collapse in share price. So you've got a miserable performance. I just, the amount of money that shareholders have lost is staggering. You see, look at their sales. Their sales are down 5% in the last 3 years. Now, how do you have a world in where we're all communicating with our smartphones, our computers, our laptops at ever increasing amounts, and British Telecom's revenues are dropping? Their debt equity is 2.6, which is unsustainable. So they don't have the capital resources to make any kind of change. The free cash flow, this is eye-watering, down 13% in just 5 years. This is amazing. Their mobile, their cellular revenues peaked in 2018, peaked, and they're now down 22%. So you're looking at a collapse, and you'll find this all over the world. You find this, you look at the data from companies as varied as Verizon, AT&T. AT&T today is trading at something like half of what it was in 1999. This is really bad data. And these companies are being torn apart by aggressive investors like Elliott Management. Some are just disappearing like Sprint. At this business model crisis, we laid the whole thing out in management failure in May 2002. That's 18 years ago. All the data was there, everything you need to know to make changes, to plan, to operate. And what we've done is we've made sure that this report is available to all members of Future Creators on our website, future-creators.com. And so the Future Creator members can download this and see clearly for themselves how to value carriers, how to, if you're, for example, if you're a Nokia or an Ericsson, you can see immediately what you've got to do to sell to these companies. You can see immediately what you can expect them to do. But this brings up another point, which is that the entire ecosystem, as I said, it's a $2 trillion market. The entire ecosystem has collapsed. If you go back to when we published Management Failure, there were many companies in the world that supplied hardware, network systems, software to these communication service providers. They've dwindled to almost nothing. Once great names like Siemens, Alcatel, Nortel, Lucent, all gone, just don't exist anymore. NEC, you hardly ever hear the name. Fujitsu supplied into this sector. It was a very big and bustling sector. Today, the whole structure of the sector has imploded.
So we've really got a situation here, Francis, where management at a lot of these companies hasn't really done anything in the last 20 years to fix their core business model. Why haven't they been doing this?
Well, you remember the old line, dumb and dumber. I honestly, am astonished that management has sat on its hands 2 decades after we published all of this work for everyone to see. And there are several CEOs in the business at that time who sent me compliments for public consumption on how eye-popping and eye-opening the work was. The fact that their successors and entire management teams have done nothing in 20 years, and we've got to remember that cyberspace has inflated staggering level in the last 2 decades. 2 decades ago, the cloud hardly existed. Today, it's a dominant force. And so these folks have gotten farther and farther behind. You know, we've done a podcast on the Hubble effect. And the Hubble effect is fully operational here. The farther you are away from your customers on the information cost velocity curve, the faster they're moving away from you, which is why all these companies have seen revenue declines, free cash flow declines. It's astonishing. And I think what one of the problems is that they are hiring from a weakened labor pool. People like Apple, Facebook, and others are grabbing all the top people. They're going, the top candidates are going to those companies. They're not going to places like British Telecom. And the result is that the kinds of thinking around the room must be really limited. I remember now it must be close to 6 years ago that I presented to top management at Verizon my 38 questions. And I said, if you want to work with us, you're going to have to answer these questions so we can understand what you're all about. They couldn't answer even one.
Amazing. You can compare the various communication service providers from around the world through our extensive research and studies here at future-creators.com. Join us today. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.